Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Nichols with your sermon topic. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Nichols with your sermon topic. Come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in. Come on in, Anchor, thank you for joining. Come on in, TikTok, come on in, Facebook, come on in, Instagram, Twitch, Twitter, LinkedIn, Apple, Spotify, come on in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come on in, come on in. Come on in, come on in. Thank you so much for joining. I appreciate you. I appreciate you more than you know. Come on in, come on in. Just trying to get a few people in, and then after that, we are literally about to go ahead and start so we can go ahead and finish up in a timely manner, because I know you all got things to do, and so do I. And we're going to go ahead and get this word out this morning. And we're going to make a difference this morning, first of all, in someone's life. Because I think that oftentimes we tend to not listen to the word and listen to encouragement from others. Good morning, cuz. Good morning, cowboy. But you know, sometimes I believe that we don't really understand that we are in perilous times right now. We don't understand that we're in times right now where people just don't fear anything, don't respect anything. You got so many people out here right now that's going through things right now. Good morning. And when I tell you that it is still a God that sits high and looks low, and he is in us, and he works through us, and he protects us from all manner of evil, the seen as well as the unseen, we are still covered by God. We will not bow down to any other gods. We will not bow down to man. We will not bow down to the government. We will not bow down to absolutely nothing or nobody that is not there for us and to uplift us. Come on. I'm just saying. Because I think that most of the times when we tend to focus so much in on the negative, we don't even understand the positives that God has already given us. We don't even understand that sometimes God is there to put you in position, but at the end of the day, you got to be ready for the position, and you got to get your mind right, because if your mind ain't right, nothing else is going to be right, period, period. At the end of the day, nothing else is going to be right. If your mind is warped and wrong and your thinking ability, you will stay stuck in the same position that you're currently in because of your faith and your belief has nothing to do with anybody else. And what you don't do as a believer, you don't allow others to get you off target. You don't allow others to get you off base with what God is trying to do in your life and through your life. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now for this day. We thank you, Lord, for my wife and children and grandchildren, God. We thank you for my mom, my siblings, God, my extended family, my in-laws, God, our friends and family, God. We thank you for our businesses, God. We thank you, God, for increase spiritually in our lives, God, physically, God, emotionally, God. We thank you, God, for our finances, our mental health, God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done in our lives, God. We ask that we continue to prosper as our soul continues to prosper, God. Give us what we need and what we supposed to have, God. Don't give us what we want all the time, God, but give us what we need, God, that we will be appreciative, God, of what you have given us already. God, I decrease as you increase. Speak through me under the unction of the Holy Spirit, God. And I pray right now, God, that some soul that is lost out there, God, be found today, God, by a word that will transform their mind, their heart, and their actions, God. We thank you right now, God, for deliverance, God. We ask right now, God, that every weapon that's formed against us will not prosper, God. Every stronghold that is spoken out against us, God, is returned to the spoker, God. But the spokesman. And God, we pray right now, God, that you continue to move in a mighty way in our lives, God. Touch our minds right now, God. Give us a renewed mind. Touch our spirits, God. Give us a renewed spirit right now, God. We pray right now, Father God, that this live video and this recorded video, God, we pray right now, God, that someone is delivered today, God, from disbelief, God. There's someone, God, who may be struggling, Father God, even in their faith, God. Lord, that their faith will be strengthened, God, even as we speak today, God, under the unction of the Holy Spirit. We thank you. We love you. We adore you, God. And we forever bless your name and let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It is so in your name we pray this prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Good morning, good morning. All right, now, my topic this morning, someone typed this up for me. My topic is your blessings are not denied. Your blessings are not denied. Your blessings are not denied. See, a lot of people don't understand that. See, when God is trying to do something in you and through you, your faith and your patience would be tested. But at the same time, I promise you, and I'm telling you from experience, because I'm going to give you a powerful testimony towards the end of this video. When God put you in a position to do certain things, you can't, and hear me clearly, you cannot allow your emotions to override and to supersede what God has spoken to you. See, what God says is the final authority. Thank you. What God says is the final authority. But yet, we just wavering all over the place because of the simple fact that we don't really trust God like we think we do. You say that you trust him, but you don't really trust him like you think you do. Because every time something happens and it doesn't happen the way that you want, you get in your feelings and you get in your emotions. Good morning. And you get in your emotions. But let me tell you what your emotions does to you. Your emotions takes you out of position to do what God has positioned you to do. Let me say it again. Sometimes your emotions can take you out of position to do what God has positioned you to do. And we got to get out of our emotions. We got to get out of our feelings, because the fact of the matter is our feelings will fluctuate, but the facts don't remain the same. In other words, God is going to remain the same. I'm just saying. And so at the end of the day, oh, I thought I had turned it off. Okay, this is it. Okay, whatever. If y'all hear noise, I don't even know how to turn it off. But anyway, but you know, like I said, you know, every time your emotions arise, you should put your emotions under subjection under the Holy Spirit. In other words, when you start going all over the place, start praying. Start praying more and stop crying out more to other people. Listen, y'all didn't catch that. Start praying more instead of crying out to other people. Sometimes when you cry to the wrong people, they are enjoying that because they're like, oh, I thought you were strong. I thought you was this and I thought you were that. I'm human is what I am. I mean, I'm going to have me some moments, but those moments will not last. And those moments will not allow me to stop trusting God through the process. Those moments will not allow me to give up my faith in God. Those moments are just that, those moments. Come on, somebody. Those moments are just that, those moments. All right, someone write this down for me. Psalms, the 31st chapter. Psalms, the 31st chapter, verses 1-8. 1-8. Thank you, Sean, for your whatever that is that you said. I appreciate that. We don't have time for foolishness this morning, Sean, okay? If I need somebody to play with. All right, here we go. Psalms 31, verses 1-8. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated those who regard useless idols. But I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy. For you have considered my trouble, You have known my soul in adversities and have not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a wide place. You have set my feet in a wide place. And this was a psalm of David. And I want y'all to hear this. See, sometimes God is trying to put us in a position where others thought we should never be. And sometimes God is trying to set us up, but we keep letting people bring us down because we are listening to the wrong voices. Come on, somebody, I need to get this out. You're listening to the wrong voices. And what I mean by that is, those who don't even know anything about you are trying to speak something in you, and you're receiving it because they're saying it's coming from the name of the Lord. You got to be careful on who speaks into you and who you receive things from, number one. Number two, you got to understand you need to hear in the spirit and not in your flesh. Your flesh will tell you things that you want to hear at that moment, especially when you're upset and you're in your feelings about things and you see a TikTok or you see something, you'll be like, yeah, that's a word for me. No, it's not a word for you. You are too emotionally driven. I don't know who this is for. You are too emotionally driven by your emotions that you can't even understand what is reality versus what is not reality. And that's called psychosis. Can't even differentiate between a dream and reality. Some of you all can't even understand the position that God has put you in is so powerful that he didn't give it to just anybody. And yet and still, you're walking around afraid. Yet and still, you're walking around in fear of what other people think of you or what other people say of you. You're walking around in fear based upon the things that you used to do, and people want to keep bringing those things up. But I'm here to tell you today that you do not have to walk in the things that you have done in your past. You do not have to accept the things that you have done in your past because it's just that, your past. You do not have to accept those things in this present moment just because other people aren't ready to receive who you have become today and who you are becoming for the future. You can no longer allow other people to sit here and to tell you that you aren't worthy to be where you are. God saw fit for you to be worthy where you are because you woke up this morning. God saw fit for you to be where you are because he allowed you to be able to get up and speak. He allowed you to be able to get up and see, to hear. He allowed you to be able to get up and move about. He allowed you to be able to operate. He allowed you to feel. He allowed you to pray to him. He allowed you to speak authority. He allowed you to walk in the authority, walk in the power that he's given you. We are not mediocre by no means whatsoever. And we are not to compare ourselves to what someone else is doing in their lives. And sometimes people are jealous of you because they cannot be where God has placed you, but they don't understand what you have gone through behind closed doors. What they don't understand is the crying out that you have done to the Lord over the years to get to where you are at this moment. What they don't understand is that the faith that you have is the size of a mustard seed and it has grown. What they don't understand is when they don't see you folding up, but yet and still you smiling, yet and still you still walking in the authority of God. Yet they don't understand that the God has given you the power and the authority to do these things years ago from birth. Yet they don't understand everything that you went through was because you were meant to go through those things, and you also were meant to be where you are in this particular season of your life. Your blessings is not denied. It may be on delay for a reason, but it is not denied. And everybody that you want to take with you cannot go with you. God is opening up a new door. God is opening up a new opportunity for you. And this time you got to walk into this particular season without those who were negative naysayers, who were those who were behind you telling you what you couldn't do and reminding you of the things that you used to do. Those people you got to leave behind. Those people are the ones that don't want you to succeed. And when you start succeeding and excelling, then they get jealous and then they try to call out things that you used to do. Then they try to put dirt on your name. As they put dirt on your name, you better let that dirt fertilize you to grow like never before. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Let me explain to y'all about something that spoke directly to me as well. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Listen. I get so sick and tired of people who want nothing for themselves and upset because I'm walking in the authority that God has given me. I'm so sick and tired of people asking me, do you really need all of this? Do you really need all of that? I'm so sick and tired of people testing me and thinking that I'm not going to clap back at times. I'm so sick and tired of people thinking because you saved that you're soft. I am so sick and tired of people trying to bring up my past as though that I was not there living it. I am so sick and tired of people. Every move that I make, you got something to say. Everything that I do, you got something to say. Every place that I go, you got something to say about it. I am so sick and tired of people thinking because you are saved that you're supposed to take crap off of them. I'm so sick and tired of people running around here acting as though that I am supposed to do what they're supposed to do themselves. I'm so tired of people not listening when God has spoken to me and given me something to give them and they won't receive it. And when they don't receive it and things start falling apart, then they look to me or they look to other people to blame. I am so sick and tired of people continuing to act as though that I have not gone through things, that I'm not going through things, that I am not human. I am so sick and tired of people acting as though because I hold my head up and stick my chest out and walk boldly in the authority of God, that I don't have fear sometimes, but I don't allow my fear to paralyze me. That's the difference between me and them. Come on, somebody. That's the difference between me and them. That's the difference between me and them. I'm so sick and tired of people trying to tell other men and women when it is time for them to be released to do what God has called them to do. I'm so sick and tired of these leaders trying to hold people back and hold people down because they want people to stay under their thumb. I'm so sick and tired of the church building telling people, if you don't do it this way, then you're not serving God. I'm so sick and tired of religion that I left religion and I came and I walked into the spirituality world. I have not looked back. I will never look back. I don't care who else looks back. If that's what you want to do, you do that. But don't come for me if I didn't send for you. I'm telling y'all all of this here because I am sick of it. I am sick of it. I am tired. I am tired. Everybody wants to take your meekness for weakness. As soon as you pop off, oh, I thought you were saved. I'm saved, not soft. I'm a preacher, not a punk. Don't get it twisted. I am not that person that you can push and think that I'm going to be on mute. I'm as humble as they come, but don't test a gangster in me because we all have that person that we got asleep. They're not dead. I don't know who needed to hear that, but I know that I did. Now I'm gonna get to my points and I'm gonna get off. Point number one, like I said, your blessings is not denied, and I need y'all to hear this here. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Good morning, Gerald. Amen. Congrats to you and my brother. All right, listen up. Number one, when I say that your blessings are not denied, there are six reasons why. Number one, trust God's perfect timing concerning everything concerning you. Someone typed it up. Trust God's perfect timing concerning everything concerning you. Trust God's perfect timing concerning everything concerning you. And what do I mean by that? Real simple. We got to stop playing games. We got to stop playing games. Love you too. Miss you all as well. We got to stop playing games. You're going to trust God's perfect timing. And let me tell you something. When you trust God's perfect timing, that means that you sit and wait while you work. And when I say sit and work, wait, I ain't talking about sitting and twiddling your thumbs. I mean, being in a position where you're waiting to hear from God, but you're moving also. Amen, somebody, but you're moving also. You're not just sitting and twiddling your thumbs in the religious mindset of, oh my gosh, you know, I'm just going to do this. No, we're not doing all that. That's what we're not about to do. We're not about to twiddle our thumbs. We're going to get up. We're going to work. Faith without works is what? Dead. Faith without works is dead. So trust God's perfect timing concerning everything concerning you. Number two, delay sometimes gives us time to heal, forgive, and to mature. Let me say it again. Point number two, someone type this up. Delay sometimes gives us time to heal, forgive, and mature. Let me say it again. Delay sometimes gives us time to heal, forgive, and mature. See, God can't move you forward if you're not healing and forgiving and maturing, because you're not going to be ready for it at that time. And I'm going to give you a powerful testimony at the end. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you, listen, delay sometimes. You got to, look, you need to heal from things. You need to forgive people. You need to mature in order for God to bless you to move to the next level, because he's not going to move you to the next level if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's just not going to happen, period. Point number three, God's delay is meant to prepare you for what he has ordained you for. I know that's long, but someone typed it up for me. God's delay is meant to prepare you for what he has ordained for you. God's delay is meant to prepare you for what he has ordained you for. Don't let people ordain you for things that God has not ordained you for. That's a whole word right there. Listen, don't let people ordain you for things that God has not ordained you for. Listen, again, I got to get that out. Don't let others ordain you for what God has not ordained you for. God ordained us from our mother's womb all the way up until this point. And if you follow him and follow his teachings and allow him to lead you, you won't go wrong. I promise you. Point number four, someone type this up. And every time y'all go through things, y'all lose hope, y'all lose faith, y'all lose everything. Listen, got a little something for you. Stay faithful through the process, even when others don't. Someone type that up. Listen real good. Stay faithful through the process, even when others don't. Stay faithful to the process, even when others don't. There are going to be people that want to try to tell you, oh, I wouldn't be doing this, and I wouldn't do this, and I wouldn't. Stop listening to that foolishness. Not going to happen. Stop listening to it. Stay faithful. No matter what, stay faithful through the process, even when others don't. Point number five, remain at peace when things look chaotic. Remain at peace even when things look chaotic. Remain at peace even when things look chaotic. Point number six. Yes, someone typed it up. Point number five. Remain at peace when things look chaotic. See, when it looks chaotic, it looks peaceful to God, because, see, God says that he will send peace in the midst of a storm. And everything that you're going through right now is because there's a storm coming to clear things out so you can be able to see clearer on where God is getting ready to take you. Come on, somebody. Storms don't come and tear things up. Storms come in your life specifically to destroy things that shouldn't have been there in the first place and to remove those things so that you can see clearer. Y'all got too many weeds in your life. Come on, somebody. Y'all got too many weeds in your life. People, y'all got too many weeds because they're sucking the life out of you. They're sucking the life out of you and you don't even realize it. I said what I said and I'm not going to do what? Take it back. Yeah. Point number six. Remember, God's ways is always the right ones to embrace. Point number six. Remember, God's ways is always the right ones to embrace. God's ways is always the right ones to embrace. Let me say it again. Remember, God's ways is always the right ones to embrace. And what do I mean by that? I mean just that. I literally mean just that. And sometimes we don't want to embrace God's ways. We want to embrace other people's ways. But God says that your ways are not his ways and your thoughts are not his. That's why you have to embrace his. That's why you have to embrace his. I'm just saying. So remember, God's ways is always the right ones to embrace. God's ways. Remember, God's ways is always the right ones to embrace. Now, I want to say this here. When something is specifically for you, it is for you. And sometimes you got to close your mouth and stop entertaining a lot of foolishness. And I'm going somewhere with this. Y'all easily getting distracted. Been there, done that. But at this point, I'm so focused right now, I don't care. A building could be falling down around me. All I'm going to keep doing is just keep my eyes focused on where I'm headed. Not to the right, not to the left, not behind me. I'm keeping focus. Let me say this here real quick. Anchor, got about 2 minutes. Hold on for a second real quick. Everybody over here, hold on. Anchor, I want to give this testimony, and I'm going to elaborate with the rest of you all. Anchor, I want to give this testimony. 8 years ago, I wanted to get this other office that is here in this building. 8 years ago, but someone had beat me to it a day before. And I said, okay, God. But then God allowed me to open up 5 offices in the same building. I said, thank you, God. And I said, God, I still want that particular office. It's the biggest one in the building. And I can do so much more. And I know that you're getting ready to enlarge my territory. I told God that. And I kept believing. I don't care what had happened, even when everything looked like it wasn't going to work, I kept the faith. I stayed in the faith. I stayed in the race. And business now has opened to another level since July the 1st. We've got all 7 contracts with the state. Glory be to God. And I said, God, I need more room. I was standing outside talking to someone. And I told them then, I said, God getting ready to do something in my life right now. And I said, I'm going to believe it. I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to believe it. Even if it look crazy to others, I'm going to believe it. And I told my wife, I was in her office and I turned to leave and I started praying. And I said, God is getting ready to shift. There's a shift about to happen. The shift happened last Tuesday. The landlord, well, the owner of the building asked the landlord to come and talk to me specifically and say, hey, the office that you wanted 8 years ago has just came open. And he wanted me to personally come down here to tell you it's yours. I walked in yesterday, me and my wife, and we were blown away how big it is and how everything is in place. And I'm saying all that to tell you this here. The number 8 is a new beginning. There's a new beginning in all of our lives right now. And we got to be ready to embrace it and embrace what God is doing in our lives right now. And sometimes when you are walking into a new place, you got to get rid of old things as well. Anchor, thank you so much for joining. This is Dr. Nichols signing off. Be blessed, but never stray. Same time, same place next week.